of Crosstown Church of Memphis. We are a church that is Christ-centered, diversity-driven, and community-committed. A church that's bringing people together, sharing God's message of hope, love, and service. We seek to love God, love people, and serve the city. We welcome you to our broadcast with Pastor Byron Fitzpatrick.
So we are in a new series tonight, starting for the month of March. And it's titled, the series that we're doing for the month of March is titled Marching Orders. And so tonight is part one of Marching Orders. And many of you know that since the beginning of the year, we've been teaching from the book of Joshua, and God has given us, as I believe, some instructions to help us to navigate through the year 2021. There's a lot of hardships that we experienced during 2020, and I believe that God wants us to know that it ain't over yet. You know, the reality is that in hardships, when we go through different things in our lives, whether personally or whether corporately, those hardships, it may seem like from time that things are getting better, and then they'll turn around and they'll get worse all over again. You know, sometimes that happens with us when it comes to when we get ill or when we get sick. You know, if a doctor gives you some medication and they prescribe something to you, they'll tell you, I'm going to ask you to do just a quick favor. If you would all just mute your mics real quick. And if you want to say amen, just unmute and then just mute back. That way we make sure our audio is real clean right here for our recording, also for everybody to hear well. But if a doctor prescribes to you a medication because of an illness or something that you're dealing with, one of the instructions that they tell you is they tell you to make sure that you take all of that medication until it's gone. They tell you don't stop halfway through the bottle of medication because you might start to feel better in the process of taking that subscription medication. But just because you feel better is not a reason for you to stop taking that medication. They said because the amount of medication that they're prescribing to you should fully kill or heal you from whatever it is that they're prescribing you of. Well, when we go through hardships in our lives, there are times where things, you know, seem to be getting better. And just because things seem to be getting better is not a reason for us to let our guards down. It's not a reason for us to act like, oh, it's over, just because they're getting better. And I believe that God just wants to prepare us and let us know that even though things may seem like they might be getting better, you know, don't let your guards down just yet. And I believe as God has given us from the beginning, the start of the year, some instructions, and if we follow these instructions, it will help us to really navigate through this year of 2021, whether things get worse or hopefully as things continue to get better. And so if we follow the instructions that God has given us, we will have what it takes to make it through the hardships that may or may not come through this year. So after receiving those instructions, we ask ourselves the question, what's next? And God has given us some what's next steps. But here we are now. And the title of our series that we're starting is called Marching Orders. Now it's time for us to receive our marching orders. I'm going to break that down for us tonight so we'll have a good understanding of what that is. But yet now it's time for us to receive our marching orders. Now, we are in the month of March. And it seems like March, I don't know about you guys, but this month seemed like it came pretty quick. There were some moments where it seemed like this year started off kind of slow, but for the most part, it seemed like March got here like pretty fast, especially with the change of the weather. We are already now, you know, in some high, you know, mid, you know, 70s, averaging 70s plus temperatures. As you see today, the thunderstorms and tornado watches are already coming in. You know, the grass is starting to grow and different things like that. So we're in the month of March. And here's some fun facts I want to give to you guys about the month of March. Well, you all know that the month of March is the start of spring, right? We just had daylight savings time. That's also a sign of the start of spring. Daylight savings time, at least for us here in Memphis or Tennessee or in the South, it's a sign when we hit daylight savings time, it's a sign that, hey, winter is over. Not so true in some other parts of the country that are still getting snow. But thank God We can truly say that spring is here. Spring is amongst us. And so here are some fun facts about the month of March I want to share with you guys. And that is every year, March, it begins on the same day of the week as November. So for those of you that like to check or do some fact checks on different things, you can fact check this right now while you listen to me if you want to, and just look at your calendar and look at it and see which day the month of March started on and see which day the month of November starts on. And you'll find that it's the same day of the week both these months share. It's every single year. Every single year, both of these March start on the same, both of these day months start on the same day of the week. But here's something else also. It also ends on the same day of the week as the month of June. So the last day of the month of March and the last day of the month of June is the same every single year. So that's just a little fun fact. But here's some other things I want to share with you about the month of March. The name comes from an ancient Roman, or comes from the ancient Roman calendar, which is originally called, the month of March was originally called Martius. Martius comes from a Roman god named Mars, and he was the god of war. The Romans, the month of March, or the month of Martius, was the beginning of, check this out, it was the beginning of war season. So when March hit during the era of the Roman Empire, that was called, it was named after the Roman god Martius, who was the god of war. And when the month of March hit, that means it's now war season. If you guys know the history about the Roman Empire, one of the things that they did, they were conquerors, and they will go all about, you know, all the land around where they were at, and they were going about conquering nations and taking over lands, and they were just, you know, just conquerors. And so when March came in, they was like, okay, y'all, it's war season, so let's go take some more countries, let's go take some more lands. And they would get their military in order, okay? And this was the mark of the saying, that for them to say, winter is now over. When winter came in, it kind of, just like in our lives, when winter comes in, it kind of slows down or shuts down some of our activities, especially our outdoor activities. And so it was the mark where they could say winter is now over to their soldiers, to their military. They could say, military, the winter is now over. It's now time for us to get back to business. It's now time for us to get back to the business of war. And one of the things that they would receive in the month of March is they would receive their marching orders. And so here we are in the month of March. The winter time is behind us. Springtime is in the horizon. Springtime is here amongst us. And God, I believe God is saying to us, now is time for us to receive our marching orders. We've already received instructions. We know what we believe, the instructions that God has given us to help us to navigate through this year of 2020. Now, winter is over. Things are getting warm. It's time for us to get to work. It's time for us to receive our marching orders. Now, here is something that's I want to go into a shift gears just a little bit in the message here, and that is, before we receive our marching orders, we need to look at the book of Joshua. The last time we were together, at least the last message that I did, the last time we were together, we had celebrated our anniversary, our third year anniversary. But the Sunday before that, I called myself ending the series, which was titled What's Next. And since we have been looking at the book of Joshua, starting at chapter one, going through, you know, starting from the beginning of the year, going through the end of February. And I thought I was done with the book of Joshua, but as I continued to seek God on what to teach on next, what direction to go on next, I was led back to the book of Joshua. And I think it's really appropriate for for us to actually stay right here, especially when it comes to receiving our marching order. So we're going to jump back into the book of Joshua. We're going to pick up where we left off the last time, and that is in the book of Joshua chapter 5. And we're going to start today with sharing the 13th verse going through the 15th verse. So if you all remember, the children of Israel, Joshua had received his instructions and told him to get their provisions ready. His instructions that he got from God told the children of Israel to get their provisions ready. He told Joshua to select 12 men that are capable of being leaders. And he gave them instructions to carry the Ark of the Covenant and go out into the water. And when they do, the water will stop and the people will be able to go across. Those leaders, they stood there in place until every single person had crossed over the Jordan River. And then he told those 12 leaders to gather a stone apiece. All of them gathered one large stone from the riverbed. They took that stone and they brought it over to the land. They made an altar, or they built a memorial. And God told Joshua, and Joshua told the men, said, this will stand as a memorial for what God did on this day. And he says, your children will see these stones and they will ask you, what do these stones mean? And so then shortly after that, Joshua gave the people some more instructions. And one of the things that he did is he re-implemented some of their religious practices and their religious customs. And in doing that, we are now at this place where we're going to pick up today, Joshua 5, verse 13 through 15. It says, when Joshua was near the town of Jericho, he looked up and he saw a man standing in front of him with a sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and he demanded, are you friend or foe? Neither one, he replied. I am the commander of the Lord's army. Joshua fell to his face to the, or fell with his face to the ground in reverence. I am at your command, Joshua said. What do you want your servant to do? The commander of the Lord's army replied, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did as he was told. Joshua did something that's very important right here. And that is, he recognized that this was someone larger than himself. And when he recognized that this person that was standing before him was someone that was larger than himself, he fell down to his face and he began to worship him. It said he fell down in reverence and he began to worship him. We need to follow Joshua's example, and we need to keep, which is the subtitle of today's lesson. If you're taking notes, the subtitle of today's lesson is this: keep the main thing, the main thing. We need to follow Joshua's instructions, and we need to keep the main thing, the main thing. I told you that this series that we're starting today is titled Marching Orders. And we're about to receive our marching orders. The children, or the nation of Israel and Joshua, they were about to receive their marching orders. But before Joshua moved forward to receive those marching orders or to implement those marching orders, he saw someone standing there with a sword in his hand, and he approached him. He said, who are you? Are you friend or foe? And the person that was standing there said, no, I am the commander of the Lord's army. Joshua submitted himself to him. He said, what do you command me? What do you want me to do? And Joshua fell down. The man said, take off your shoes because you're on holy ground. And Joshua fell down in reverence and he worshiped him. Now, I don't know, because the scriptures does not clarify exactly who this person was that was standing there, this commander of the Lord's army. It does not clarify, it does not name this person. But scholars tend to believe that this was either one of two people. Scholars believe that this was probably Jesus Christ himself that appeared to Joshua, and Joshua recognized that this was a person that was sent by God. He recognized that this was a divine being. This was not a regular person. This person just appeared, and he's the commander of the Lord's army. Joshua recognized this is somebody different. This is not somebody who just, you know, who's a part of the nation of Israel, anyone that I recognize moving around him. This is somebody sent directly from heaven. So scholars and theologists, theologians, they believe that this is probably Jesus Christ. And some believe that it could possibly have been Gabriel, the archangel. And so especially with him being named or him identify himself as the commander of the Lord's army at one point, which Gabriel had been identified as or labeled as a couple times throughout the Bible. But here's the thing. Joshua recognized that he needed to keep the main thing, the main thing. Before receiving the marching orders, Joshua felt that he needed to fall down on his face in reverence, and he needed to give worship and honor to this person. And so I believe that it's very important for us to make sure that we keep the main thing, the main thing. And that is to honor and recognize that there is someone that is greater than we are. You know, Joshua, he recognized that God deserved his hallelujah. He remembered that, you know, there was a time where he was in slavery in the land of Egypt. Joshua remembered when Moses came along and led the children of Israel, the nation of Israel, out of slavery. He remembered them getting to the Red Sea and God splitting the Red Sea in half, and they were able to walk across to dry land. Joshua remembered when Moses went up on that mountain, then came back after visiting with God with some tablets, some stone tablets, which had the Ten Commandments. Joshua remembered that time when Moses hit a stone with his stick, and it says that manna fell from heaven, food fell from heaven. And he remembered a time when Moses hit a stone with his stick and water came out of that stone. He remembered those times when he went into the land of Jericho, and he spied the land out, and he saw a land that was flowing with milk and honey. And he came back to Moses with his report and said, the land is as God said it is. Let's go possess it. Joshua remembered when, after Moses passed away, and God appeared unto him and approached him and said, Joshua, you are now the leader. Joshua remembered those instructions that God gave him and said, tell the people to get their provisions ready, because we are about to go into that land that was promised to you and to the nation of Israel years ago. Joshua, you are now about to lead those people, your people, into that land. The same promises that I made to Moses, I make those promises now to you. Joshua remembered all of this, and now here he is, has already crossed the Jordan River, and the city of Jericho is now in his sights. And seeing the commander of the Lord stand before him, and he says to him, I bow down and I worship. You know, the way he gave reverence, the way that he bowed down to his face, is an acknowledgement of God and his supernatural power. It's an acknowledgement of God and his supreme being. And it's so important that we make sure that we keep the main thing, the main thing. So the question is, what is the main thing? Following Joshua's example makes the main thing the main thing. The main thing is mentioned in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 6, and it says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. When we acknowledge the Lord, he will direct our paths. When Joshua acknowledged the Lord gave him or directed his path. And it is so important that we acknowledge God in all of our ways, because we're in a time where we need some direction. We need somebody to give us some direction to be able to navigate these times that we're in right now. And if we don't have someone bigger than ourselves to navigate us through these times, to give us some instructions, someone that can direct our path, that can actually see what's going on, someone who knows what's going on, they know the future. You know, we've committed our lives to them, and so it's to our advantage just to say, hey, we don't know what's going on, but we know you do. So Right now, we're going to acknowledge you. What does it mean to acknowledge? It means to say, God, we know that you are the Alpha and Omega. To acknowledge means to say, God, we know that you are the creator of all things, the creator of even our own personal being. God, we know that it was you that sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross to give us salvation, that we may be able to live the eternity that you have purposed for us to live and not to end up living a life of eternal damnation in hell. God, we know that it is you who has the last say over our lives and over all eternity. That's what it is to acknowledge God. That's what it is to acknowledge him. And it says to acknowledge him in all of our ways. And so right now we're in a place in our ways where we're about to embark on the instructions that God has given us at the beginning of this year. And as we are about to embark on those instructions and begin to implement those instructions, we need to acknowledge him. Joshua was about to embark on the next step of what God had called him to lead the nation of Israel into doing. And he realized he needed to acknowledge God. The main thing is acknowledging the Lord. So we need to make sure in all of our ways that we keep the main thing, the main thing. After Joshua acknowledged the Lord gave him his marching orders. After Joshua fell down on his face in reverence, and he said to him, "What do you command of me to do?" After he worshiped him, after he took his shoes off and he stood on that holy ground, God gave him his marching orders. At this time, we are about to receive our marching orders. Joshua, after he fell down and after he worshiped God, it said that he received marching orders. And the orders that he received, as many of you probably remember the story, he received marching orders from God. And God gave him the orders to assemble the military and to go and to march around the city of Jericho. I'm not going to get into that portion of the story today. Like I told you guys, I learned a long time ago, my pastor told me a long time ago that you can't tell it all in one day. There's always tomorrow. So I'm going to be sharing over the next couple Sundays about those marching orders that God gave the children of Israel, that God gave to Joshua about marching around the city of Jericho. In receiving our marching orders, we need to understand that winter is over and it is now, as the Romans would say it back in during the Roman Empire time, during the Roman calendar era, as they would say, it's war season. It's time to get to work. It's war season, and it's time for us to get to work. Those things that God has, those instructions that God has given us, the promises that are laid out in front of us. You see, Joshua saw the promise that the nation of Israel, they were looking at the promise, and a part of that promise, which was just a small part of the promise, was the city of Jericho. the city of Jericho was not the completion or the totality of the promise, that land that was promised to them, that land that was flowing with milk and honey. That was just the first phase. There are some things that God has laid before us that we can already see within our sights of his love to take care of us and to help us to navigate through this year of 2020, through this season of pandemic, through this season of political unrest, through this season of racial tensions, through this season of employment and economic uncertainty. And the list goes on and on. There's some things that we can see, you know, that is a touch or the first phase of the promise that he has for us. And so it's time for us to receive our marching orders. It's time for us to realize that it's war season, and it's time for us to get to work. Because the work that lies before us is not just for our own benefit, but it's for the benefit of all of those who are open to God's blessings. And God's blessings can come by way of us. You know, some of you have already began to see stimulus money being deposited into your accounts. You know, that's just a taste of God's blessing that he has in store for you. Some might call it something else, but the Bible tells us that all things good and perfect come from who? Come from the Lord.
Amen.
All things good and perfect come from the Lord. He'll use whatever and whoever to get it to you. But just understand it came from the Lord. And so I want to just encourage you to be wise with that. Don't squander it. Realize that it's a part of your provisions. You remember when God told Joshua, when he appointed him as the leader of the nation of Israel, he said the very first thing that he told Joshua, he says, tell the people to get their provisions in order. And that stimulus money that you got is a part of your provisions. Keep it in order and don't squander it. Be wise. Be wise. It's help that came from the Lord. The Bible tells us, I look to the hills from whence cometh my help. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. It didn't come from Capitol Hill. It came from Calvary. So be wise with it. Next week, we are going to continue with receiving our marching orders. Just as God told Joshua and Joshua told the nation of Israel, we're about to march. What I want to let you all know, we're about to march. So get ready. And let us all remember to make sure that we keep the main thing, the main thing. The main thing is acknowledging God in all of our ways. And if we do that, he will direct our path.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If this message was a blessing to you and you would like to support this ministry in a financial way, you can donate electronically by texting to 84321 and enter the dollar amount you'd like to donate in the message area. Or you can mail a check or money order to Crosstown Church of Memphis, P.O. Box 40981, Memphis, Tennessee 38104. We invite you to visit our website at www.wearecrosstown.com for more information about our church. Join us for our next broadcast on Facebook and YouTube next Sunday at 10 a.m. Be blessed and be better.